Okay, welcome to Self-Mastery, the audio experience. But I got to be honest with you all. I got to do this little disclaimer in the beginning. Look, I didn't even introduce my man. We didn't get into nothing formal, like for a podcast, because we got on the call and started building immediately. There was instant rapport. We understood each other, and it was just a build from there. I forgot to hit record, y'all. I'm like, man, yo, Glenn, we like 30, 45 minutes into this joint, and I didn't even hit record. He won't trip and I won't trip him, because everything happens for a reason. We thought it'd be whack, real corny, to just try to recreate the conversation. So we just kept on going, and I hit record. So we're going right into the thick of it. Ladies and gentlemen, I bring you the phenom, the musician, the man of God. Listen. This guy has thousands upon thousands, millions of views on social media altogether. Millions of views on social media. I bring to you the Glenn Gibson. Let's go. It's our life actually helping the lost ones, bro. And so as you're looking and as you're doing it, bro, it may be speaking. It may be, I'm not on the church only, bro, because I feel like people like you, we're like Green Berets, bro. We can go where the church ain't going. Because mm-hmm. how much the shock value that's in the messages now. Well, if you wasn't talking about the deacons, then bro, that's not developing people. People need to be developed. Bro, they got bad credit. Black people got bad credit, bro. We need to talk about, we need to really develop, bro. I'm saying this, I ain't trying to get you in trouble with no diplomatic.
No, you good, man.
But this
you
is
good.
Bad, bro. It's bad. So when I called you on here, I'm like, yo, me and Glenn not about to talk about music. If y'all want to know about music, go look at his old interviews. I want to talk about the man. Who is Glenn? And he's already mentioned struggles, y'all. So don't think that your success is you go to the top of this mountain and then you looking over. No, the top of the mountain is the bottom of another one. Come on. Tough up. Yeah. Get hard. Like, for real.
Yeah.
Ain't no top of the mountain. Until you die, you keep building.
That's right.
You know what I'm getting hyped, man.
Man, go ahead.
It's real, bro. This is where I live, bro. Cause let me tell you, I'd have been put this thing down a long time ago.
Yeah.
Cause at what point, yo, y'all, if you haven't heard of Glenn Gibson yet, Google him. If there was a top of a mountain, he would be on it right now. You get what I'm saying? If going viral meant you have no more problems, then he would be experiencing that right now. The problems don't stop. The crosses, you still bearing them, and it keeps going and going and going. And you got to decide what you really in this for. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And it's a tough thing, man. It is tough. And you know, I mean, I want this to be encouraging. Of course, not. I don't want to discourage anybody, but this is to let you know that it doesn't stop. You're gonna be. Let me tell you something. It's few people that's in the room with Jesus Molina like, oh, yeah, I got him. Come on, dog. It's some people just like, bruh, you from another planet. You know what I'm saying? There's going to be rooms where you feel like, man. And so it's self-mastery. Yeah. It's self-mastery. You got to master yourself. You got to know what God did. You got to know what he said to you. Because if you don't know what you're in the room with.
Yeah.
Bro, there's only one reason why you blazed that joint the way you did with Karen, bro. It's because it was ultimate confidence. I don't know how you felt, how nervous you was. I don't know what, bro. But, bro, you was like, you know what? I got this. If you didn't know, we would have all known that moment.
Wow.
These are the things I want people to know. You know, Eminem, that moment is coming. What you gonna do with it? That moment come. Bro, that moment was so critical. Think about Jordan when he dunked on Mutombo and got the technical. It was all worth it. That made him a legend, bro. He dunked on Mutombo and did his. He's the greatest.
Yeah.
There's somebody in a barbershop right now saying Glenn is the greatest, bro. I don't care about none of them other jokers. And that's okay.
Yeah.
That's okay.
Yeah.
Cause we don't care less. We don't care less who the greatest. I want musicians to make sure they have life insurance when they die.
Yeah.
I want you to have a credit score that's worth talking about. We got musicians dying and They're not okay. They're not leaving their families okay, bruh. Yeah. Yeah, bro. I want musicians to be okay. I want people to be okay on this entrepreneurship journey, especially because, like I said, there's no top of the mountain. And maybe we don't wax deep on that. Look, give me real quick. If you got anything to add to that, please.
No. What you have said is probably what I would have said, the same thing. So, yeah.
Praise God. Hey, look, check this out, bro. So, I love the story about you getting the piano for Christmas. Just a little bit of that real quick. And that's going to take me somewhere. Just because there's a moment, y'all. So there's a moment where you have to fall in love with it. And then here comes the obsession. Some of you haven't been doing things for 30 months. And Glenn has been playing for probably almost 30 years. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? Like, but this is real, Glenn. I got people quitting after 6 months. I'm like, oh, so I'm struggling with this business. I mean, 6 months? You need to be at least 6 years in it before you're telling me about how bad it is.
It's true. That's
so
true.
So tell us about the moment you fell in love with this thing, man. This thing of ours.
Okay. So it all started Christmas. Christmas, you know, of course Christmas has definitely changed over the years.
Yeah.
But the tradition with my family has never died. But there was a season where my mom and my dad were very, very, very heavy on gifts and, you know, getting us gifts, and, you know, because we deserved it. And me and my brother, we still are good kids, you know, to my parents. So,
yeah.
Never forget it, man. My dad wrapped the gift, and it was a Casio. Our Christmas night attire. I mean, well, not Christmas night, but, you know, we had on pajamas. You know, like we were gonna go to bed. We had our Santa hats on. And I opened that joint, and it was a Casio keyboard. I had a microphone.
Best day ever.
Best day. When ever. I tell you, you would have thought that I was on top of the world.
Yeah.
I got a Casio, bro.
Love at first sight, bro.
Oh my God, I had a Casio. I had like a little karaoke station. Mm-hmm. My dad and my mom, they really drilled music into me in ways where it wasn't annoying. I mean, of course, maybe slightly, but that was when I got older.
Yeah.
But it was more so just love.
And cultivating, man, the gift,
bro. I fell into that joint, bro.
Yeah.
I never forget, I practiced almost every day. I would come home from school and just mess with it or whatever. Then from there, I started getting to the liking of keyboards. Like, I like keyboards. So my home church, Praise Temple, Pastor Kendall Crutch in New York, Queens, New York, we actually used to be under Bible Way, Bishop Huey Rogers. So we are apostolic. So, you know, I used to be the drummer of the church.
He's been on the wall for a long time. Shout out to Bishop.
Yeah, Bishop Rogers. Yes. He's still doing it. So I was at my home church.
When you go to that five with him? I'm sorry, I had to do that. When you go to that five with him and he actually laughs too, I'm like, bruh, that was crazy. All right, go ahead.
Oh my God, yes. I remember that. Absolutely. So of course I'm still family with them. But I was the drummer of the church. I was a little drummer.
Yeah.
And I was like, I just started playing with the keys a little bit. You know, we had an organ on the other side of the church.
Yeah.
So I started playing with the organ. Now, there was one Friday that they had a Friday night service. And the keyboard player, he's like an uncle to me. He wasn't there. So I played or whatever. I fumbled. And I'm not even going to lie, Mike. From that particular moment until now, it's been all God, man. It's been all God. I've been around Travis Sales long time. I want to say.
Slow down.
Yeah, okay.
I don't want to go there yet.
Okay.
so Let me give you this, man. I want you to respond. You know, just your thought. This is one of my talking points when I would do development, whether it be in coaching or in motivational speaking. And so picture you on that Christmas day. You coming downstairs. You see the box. You walk in the kitchen, get you a glass of milk, and go back upstairs and go to sleep. That is literally what people are doing.
Wow. Yeah.
That's literally what people are doing. They're looking at you and they're admiring you. And there's somebody that picked up a keyboard that had no business picking up a keyboard because they saw you do it. And that wasn't even there. See, I don't even want
No,
bro,
that's
do you
true.
hear what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Everybody got a gift. Bro, the guy that's on the corner, that's me. If I
Yeah.
never fell in love, the guy that's asking for change, that's me if I never unwrapped it.
Yeah.
You
Yeah.
unwrap the gift. Hey, I feel like running around this dog.
Dog, go
Come
ahead.
on, play something, man. Put me in A flat. Dude, but do
It's
you hear
true.
what I'm saying,
I
bro?
hear what you're
People are
saying,
doing
man.
this. What if you
People are
didn't
doing that.
unwrap that, bro? We know it never would have happened, but you hear what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So who
Yeah.
you're listening right now, and you thought this was only about music. I'm telling you that I need you to unwrap the gift.
Yeah.
Please.
Yeah. Because
Glenn is
without.
dope at what he does, but what are you good at? Maybe yours ain't, maybe he's not inspiring you to play keys. Maybe he's just inspiring you to find out whatever it is.
True.
It might be trading stocks and crypto. You fit to be out of here. But find your thing.
And sometimes when you don't unwrap the gifts, you allow somebody else to unwrap your gift.
Come, Glenn, don't do this. Come on, man. Say
And
that
when
again.
you
Say that
allow,
again.
sometimes when you don't unwrap your gift, you allow somebody else to unwrap your gift. So it causes them to have a gift that God gave you, but instead he gave it to somebody else. And I've had to learn that for my own, because there were opportunities that I allowed to pass me by because I wanted to do what I thought God wanted me to do.
That's good, bro.
Now, don't get me wrong. Sometimes God does put you in places where maybe that wasn't what you were supposed to do, but I'm gonna give you something greater than that. But sometimes I do look back and say, you know what? There were opportunities that I missed because I allowed myself to just not go to the Christmas tree and pick and unwrap the gifts, but go and get milk and cookies from the kitchen.
Come on, bro. Ooh, and I
So
wouldn't even think about it like that. Going and getting the milk and cookies is the distraction.
yeah, because sometimes what if the milk and cookies is not good? If you would have went to get the gift, you would have not got poisoned or sick, because the milk and cookies were your distraction. Even though it might have tasted good to you, but the after effect was the fact that your stomach started bubbling and you had to do what you had
The BGs, you know what I'm
to
saying? The
do. You know?
BGs.
But it, Mike, you hitting the nail on the head, because I've been there. I've been in places where to this day I still think about that, like, yo. There were moments that I could have made happen for myself if I would have allowed myself to just say, Glenn, oh, don't go there, go here.
Got you.
And when I didn't go there and I went here, there were still opportunities that came, but I think I would have been more further out if
Yeah,
I
got you.
wouldn't went that way, which is
I
why
hear
I
you.
said,
I
when you're
hear
going to
you
get
on that,
when
Glenn, but
you're
you gotta release yourself from that, bro.
oh,
That's not fair.
absolutely.
Yeah, because that's not
Yeah,
fair. That's
absolutely.
not fair to you, bro. You know what I'm
No,
saying?
exactly. And I
What if I'd
realized
have
that.
turned left if I didn't turn right? Like,
Right,
remember
right, right.
Jay-Z said, he said, if you got time to be thinking about what if Biggie hadn't have died and
Oh,
I would I
yeah.
be successful? If you
Oh,
got
yeah.
time to think about that, bro, you should be writing a
Yeah.
book.
Yeah. Which is
Yeah.
why, like I said to myself,
Yeah.
I said that moment was okay. And I
Yeah.
look at it as I look at it like this too. I blessed somebody else because of what I didn't do.
Yeah, bro.
Somebody else was blessed. And they don't even have to know it, but God knows it, because God can say, you know what, Glenn, you still did something that was still to my liking because you were still serving me.
That's it, bro.
Even though your opportunity that you could have took was probably going to still serve me, but what you did was still something that you love to do.
So Glenn,
Yeah.
I live in that space, bro.
Yeah.
There's every time.
Yeah.
So I don't, bro. When I think about it, I'm like, you wasn't hungry enough, bro. You should have laid in front of Kendrick Lamar's car and not let him pull it off without getting his number. You know, I could be thinking of that. Because, bro, I'm telling you, all these people that I've worked with and I've met, I never asked for their numbers and stuff. I was too busy on the, oh, I'll see him again. I wasn't aggressive as I needed to be. And then the manager got fired from Interscope. I'm not going to say his name. And so, yeah, it was a lot of things that happened. I lost a lot of contacts that I had because I trusted the manager. Yeah, bro. So yeah, anyway, the point that I want to say is like I just don't even live in that space no more because
Gotcha.
when the real goal is winning people, and the real goal is you representing and making it you making it known that there is a God, there is a creator by your life.
Certainly.
That is the only thing that counts.
Certainly. Certainly.
So you
Certainly.
don't lose, bro. You don't lose, you know. I mean, bro, you inspired me. I would you know John Brown. He told me to break you down. He's like, bro, this is in 2017. I wasn't, bro. I always faked on. I ain't gonna lie to you. Since 1994, I've been playing on organ. But I used to do the little, you know, holding a bunch of chords, playing loud. That's not necessarily playing organ. Left hand ain't doing nothing. No
Really?
comp. You know
Not.
what I'm saying?
Not.
That's not exactly. And so 2017, I decided to really dive into it. And Ken Friend told me, he said, bro, lock yourself in the room and don't come out till you nasty. He said, leave no key behind.
Leave no key behind.
And then he said, and then John Brown said, bro, don't copy, but do your best to learn why they did what they did. If you can somehow theoretically figure out why, then you're not copying. Like Sean Piano, I love what he does. When he's breaking you down and Eddie and Mike and all of them, he's saying, don't try to do this at home. You know what I'm saying? Don't copy. Did you hear that? Travis said that. Travis said he was playing and he said his brother was in the room and he kept doing the same lick over and over. And his brother said, bruh, I heard it. But that's what homie do. Do what you do. Bust his chops, bro. Yeah, Travis shared that. So it was just like, yeah. I mean, you could speak on it. Yeah, but that's, you know what I'm saying? Like, I was told, you know, try to learn why. You know what I'm saying? And so when I know a lot of your videos with you back in the preacher, I stopped trying to learn the lick. I was actually listening. Oh, he's in A flat and he straight went to the relative. He went to B. You know what I'm saying? I'm really looking at, oh, okay. And he's like, oh, he just did some old liturgical, you know what I'm saying? My man straight in the middle of a sermon, whatever, the straight went and did a whole Catholic group. And I'm like, oh, okay. Yeah, that's dope. That's fire. Instead of trying to copy it, you understand why. And that's more important. You know what I mean? Yeah.
That's
First
good.
time going viral, man. What did it feel like? What happened your first time going viral?
First time going viral, it was an experience that, first of all, I would have never thought, even, I would have never thought that it would go as far as it went.
Because at
It
this time,
was
you are measuring yourself to the killers.
exactly. So first video, because it was two videos that went viral. The first one was, I was playing I was doing a solo at a music, I'll say a jam session, and I had on a blue polo shirt. Me and Travis was actually on the same bill. And I haven't seen that video in so long. I don't know if it's still up. It might be, but I was 15, I think, 15 or 16. And that video went viral because it was like the starting of, okay, Glenn Gibson Jr. Nobody really knew me. Nobody really knew who I was. They just knew that I was Travis Sells out here in New York. They
Little
knew,
bro, little
okay,
bro.
yeah, I was his, like, mentee. You know what I'm saying? It wasn't like, and it's true. I
I
think he
had
made
no idea. I'm a VA. I didn't know that you sat beside him on the organ, bro. That's incredible, bro.
Because Travis would tell me the stories back in the day where he used to go different places, like VA. He used to go to LA, PA, North Carolina, Philly,
That's dope.
all these places. Like, Travis would tell me, like, him and Corey Henry, they were like, and they still are to me. They're like they're like the, what's the word I want to say? I want to use a cartoon. They're like the Bugs Bunny and Daffy Duck
Sheesh.
of New York to me. Now, Daffy Duck, we know he was funny, but you can't do Looney Tunes without Daffy Duck and Bugs Bunny. I'm sorry. There's so many other characters and characters in Looney
Yeah.
Tunes, but we all know if we were to talk about Looney
I love
Tunes,
it.
it would be Daffy Duck and
Facts.
Bugs Bunny.
Facts.
So to me, that's who I look up to, coming up. And of course we had the other OGs, Melvin Crispell,
Oh, of course.
John
Yeah.
Peters, Eddie
But
Haywood,
no, you're talking about your experience. You ain't got to be
Right.
diplomatic right now.
No,
Look, all
you know
y'all
what I'm saying.
egos, y'all chill out. Glenn telling his story.
So you're right. So
Yeah, go ahead, bro. They can get mad at me.
That video started me to make my own YouTube channel.
Yeah.
And then that's when I started playing at different places.
Yeah.
There's certain people that I know personally, and they are responsible for pushing me into certain functions and arenas and stuff like that. Now the second video is what we just talked about. The Karen Clark joint, I'm gonna have to say, actually no, it's more than two videos that have went viral with me.
So, right here,
But
right here.
yeah.
Did the transition happen already between Karen and the first video? And you know what I told you offline? The transition that happens from the surprise effect, the you walking in and bro, we gotta be transparent. I know we're not gonna do
I can be
ego.
honest and say that from the first video until the Karen, that time period, I was getting into the identity of who I am.
Where the crowd is expecting versus, I wonder what he about to
Right.
do. And then you just
The
start blazing.
I'm gonna be honest. In New York, they were they see, this is the thing, and I'm not even trying to be conceited right here,
No.
but
It's not, bro. It's not, bro. I
no.
need people that are on their journey to know these stages.
I could be honest and say from the first video until, yeah, I want to say not even before when I went viral, maybe before that. Mentally, I can say from people's standpoint, oh yeah, he's gonna be one of the best. The expectations were there, and then it just had to manifest. Now, when I went viral, I did go viral on a video that I played, a praise break, and I'm talking, that's when the world started, like even Kim Burrell, Kevin Bond, you name it, so many people. Like I said, there were a couple videos, little videos that I did that gave people the impression like, yo, this nigga Glenn,
Yeah.
he's getting up there.
Official.
And Karen's video, the video I did with Karen, I'll
Y'all gotta
explain
check
that.
that out. Glenn Gibson and
I'll
Karen.
explain that in a minute. But that video, I would say, made people look at me differently.
That's when I knew you had perfect pitch, bro. I
Oh
was
yeah,
like, man. She was
that's
like
one
she
thing
was
I could
trying to
say.
lose you, but she couldn't.
That's one thing I could say about me.
You was on her.
I do have perfect pitch. Yeah.
You
So
was on every turn.
I never forget. I was on, first of all, Karen, it was an Easter concert at Bishop Hezekiah Walker's. He used to do this thing called Easter at the Marriott. Brooklyn Marriott, right in downtown Brooklyn, not too far from Barclays Center that we have now. And I was there playing. I was there. First of all, this is my first time ever going like New York. New York, we've been known for having different things annually. So, you know, that was an annual thing for New York. Has you know, him being one of the faces of New York, period, right now, and still
Facts.
is, he would
He's
always
put
have a
his stamp
concert.
down in VA too. Is it
Oh,
the
I believe it.
school, Virginia Union?
Absolutely. So he used to do, and I hope he brings it back. I don't know if he is, but I know he's been doing these choir fest things. But there was a season where he used to do them every Easter Sunday. He would have like three services, and he would close out the last thing with a concert. So every year he'll have somebody, you know, big name. But that particular year, I'll never forget it. It was Karen. There was a choir that I took. Oh yeah, it was Karen Carpenter. I think Rich was on that bill too. Rich Tolbert, who I currently play for now. Rich Tolbert.
Are you torn?
We traveling. We've been doing some spot dates recently, and even got some more coming up. But yeah, I've been traveling with him. I think Bashan was on that bill too. And of course, Hezekiah Walker, the choir and stuff like that. So, Stanley Brown, you know, famous musician from New York, and you know, producer, business manager. I'm on organ because we just finished the choir that I play for out here. They had to sing at that event, so they finished singing, and Stanley was like, "Yeah, just stay on for Karen," because Karen was just doing TV tracks. J. Drew was in the back; he was running the tracks for his mom. He was there to witness everything. So, and I met Dre Drew before, but I think that particular moment, you know, that just so she, I think the track wasn't ready yet, or she just wasn't ready. She started singing, "Oh, the glory of your presence," and mentally, what was going through my head, Mike,
Please tell
was,
me. Please tell me.
"Okay, this is one of gospel's greatest artists ever.
This is the moment.
I don't want to mess up. I don't
Facts.
want to play a wrong note." And I'm a, and I and I can be honest, I was slightly nervous, but you know what? I think what made me overcome that nervousness was the fact that I was able to, of course, have the pitch, and I was able to literally follow everything she did, you know, and it might not have been perfect, but I knew it was close to perfect. So
Was just
that video, that was a moment that I'll never forget. And I've said it in my previous post. That's something history. That will be one of the best videos I've ever done in my life. So from that, Mike, people have you talking
you walk in the
500.
room and they switch butt cheeks. Oh, that's Glenn.
Yeah.
I call it switching butt
talking
cheeks. You that's when
talking
you know you.
you talking 500K views, you talking shares, you know, and I'm not even, like I said, I was slightly nervous, but I think I just played, you know, and I've always remembered, you know,
No,
getting
you
that
blacked
approval.
out, bro. There was a point where I'm gonna say this, that I think you wasn't even thinking about it, even being Karen, after you got locked in. You was gone. You was gone, bro. You was
You would have thought that she was my, you would have thought that I was her organist. Like
I
a couple people was like, "Did y'all rehearse it?" Said, "I've never even met Karen Carpenter in person. That was
And
my first
did
time."
that evolve into her, like, hey, can we go on the road? Did it evolve into that?
Now it
Or
kind of
she
did,
had
but I,
somebody?
well, you know what it was? I think during that season, Mike, if I could be honest, she was more Carpenter, you know. But I could be honest and say there were times where, and I'm grateful, you know, and I know I wasn't available for every engagement, but I'm glad that I was even thought of and I was able to do at least one or two. Tiara hit me up. So I did play for her before. And I was supposed to travel with her. And this was during the time that I talked about earlier, that I didn't know
Pre-pandemic
my,
or
no, this was actually, because that video was back in, I think, 2017. This was before the pandemic. So the traveling that I was going to be doing with Karen was between, I think, 18 and 19. But this goes back to what I was saying earlier. You know, if I would have just named my price, things could have shifted to the point where I could have been traveling with Pierre more. But the opportunity was still there, which is why I wasn't like out here just flopping. You know what I'm saying? Because the moments, the times that they did ask me to come in and, you know, and play for Kiara, I wasn't available, you know, and I was locked in on Sundays. But I didn't know the whole game, and I didn't know how to, you know, because that was just my maturity growing up, you know. So if an artist calls me and it makes sense, I'm going to go. But, you know, I realized that, you know, they looked out and respectfully, I have so much respect for the Fears, all of them. You know what I'm saying? But and anytime I see Jay Drew, it's love because he remembers me. Like I realized that video just wasn't a video. It was a connection. So I was able to still be connected with Jay Drew. Now, of course, there's people that have tried to do the whole playing behind Karen. They can do it, you know. But everybody always tell me, man, I don't know what it is, but when you back Karen up,
it was special.
It was special.
I mean, it's a lot. I mean, there's something about Pippen and Jordan. I don't care what they're going through right now. But absolutely. Back in the day, it's just
you couldn't tell them Jordan, nothing, bro. Couldn't tell them nothing. That I'm being corny, but it goes back to the whole Looney Tunes thing. We want to be technical. That's what most of us was watching back in the day as kids. Yeah. And Daffy Duck and Bugs Bunny were the main characters, and they put a stamp on cartoon period because people would mock Bugs Bunny. People will mock Daffy Duck.
Yeah, absolutely.
So that's what happened, man. And I think now the expectation is definitely different because it's all on how I move. You know what I'm saying? If I want to keep doing videos of backing up a preacher, they're going to know, okay, you want, you know, but
you control the narrative.
Absolutely. And I'm learning that more and more each day.
It's called Instagram. That's the beauty of it.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's the beauty of it.
You know, sir.
You definitely control the narrative, bro. I would say I would like to see you, and this is me going to culture mode. I would like to see you pin a video at the top of your saying, yeah, I'm Glenn Gibson. I was raised in and I fell in love with music and I went viral. And I'm currently, I would like to see a video of who is Glenn Gibson. A lot of people make a big mistake by not doing that because I mean, hey, you got all these followers and all stuff, but Beyonce's still doing it. You get what I'm saying? Like, of course, they pinned on the top of her page on her Instagram. She's Beyonce, but like, she's like in her. We just saw the movie, just a reintroduction. It's like you just never want to assume that everybody, you know, so just knows. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And people now like. This is a terrible example. Is that a great example, but a terrible one? All right. So when the situation happened with Kristen and Rihanna, there was a girl that I'll never forget, a young girl. She was young, and she called to the radio station. She said, "He can beat me any day. I love Chris Brown." And and then I had to put my entrepreneurship cap on that and see what I. So if people love you. You see what I'm saying? If people love you, here's Glenn's vitamin water. Here's Glenn's I'm booked shirts or whatever. Like, you get what I'm saying? It there's other streams that can come on the business side. We're talking straight business now. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
And so definitely that's what I wanted to do. Who is Glenn? You know what I'm saying? And there was a short version of that on your page. I believe that it pulls people more in the Glenn universe,
in the Glenn
universe. So I will, in any way, you know, I mean, you probably got plenty of people, 100,000 people in New York do that kind of stuff. I would like to see that, man, because it's just like, yo, I just seen this video, and then I go to this page, and then I see what he's about.
How much longer are you going to do it alone? You know, there was a time where I was doing it alone, and when you do it alone, you just think you're more smarter than you really are. You think you're more brilliant than what you really are. Everything is dope. And when you bounce ideas off of someone else, it makes a difference. When you go to somebody else and you actually strategize with no feelings, just principles, solid strategies, it's a game changer. And so I remember being a musician. I've been playing for 30 years. And so in this 30th year, I've been playing since 9 years old. I'm 38 now. And pretty much my whole life, I remember hooking up with Beans, hooking up with John, hooking up with multiple people that it was at least five of us just coming together and doing the same thing, same mentality, fearless, going after it, and we believed, flat out, we believed. And so it's different when you run with other people. I didn't know that I had coaches. It was unofficial, but I had coaches. And so if you're tired of doing this alone, you've been doing this on your own, you have hit this glass ceiling, it's just glass. We're going to break through that thing. And I'll give you my strategies. Above all, we're going to help you change your mindset. We're going to help you make different decisions. Because success doesn't require you to look out of the window. It requires you to look in the mirror. It's just some different decisions you got to make, some different people you got to keep in your circle of influence. Listen to me. Above all, the mindset. So if my voice resonates with you, if our spirits are connecting for whatever reason, then don't play with it. Strategist.maestro@gmail.com. Email me. Strategist.maestro@gmail.com. And just write simply in the subject and the body of the message. Coach me. And we're gonna get the process started, okay? All right, I will see y'all on the other side. No excuses, no days off. When I realized I needed to really know hymns.
Really?
So I'm gonna tell you this. Mm-hmm. My church didn't do hymns.
Mm.
My church that I grew up in, God is a good God. Yes, he is. This is the day.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, on that, I will bless thee, O Lord. My dad was never saying, great is thy faith. He never, I'm talking about nobody in the church. My cousin was the vocal, real vocally strong, Nikki. Mm-hmm. And she was singing Yolanda Adams joints all the time.
Mm.
You know what I'm saying? Bro, I'm telling you. And wow. When I started playing for Bishop Hill's church, they never did him. So, bro, I got into my mid-20s. I called John. In that same conversation, I called John. I said, John, how do I learn the hymns? The black way. Because what I look on YouTube is...
Yeah.
Doo, 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 doo,
yeah, okay, Catholic. And Catholic,
I was
Catholic.
Like, well, he was like, no, Catholic. No, just learn those chords, but you got to apply the churchy progressions to them. It's still the same thing.
Sure.
Yeah, so my confidence was shook one time where I was in a big conference plan. My man stood up and said, daily I shall worship thee. And I was like, what in the world? Is this by Kierkegaard?
Oh, no.
Bro, I was, bro. This is,
wow.
That happened, bro. And so, I mean, is there any time before you got to that level where you, maybe somebody was blazing and you felt incompetent? Or
I'm gonna be honest, I've had that moment, and there was a point in time that I didn't know a lot of hymns. I learned hymns too.
I had to learn. Nobody did them in my church. Nobody.
Yeah, my church, my home church. We did the old apostolic song, similar to what you just said, you know.
Bro, old apostolic.
Yeah. So
I don't know what you come to do.
That's right.
And they gone.
There wasn't a point in time in my life that I felt that I wasn't confident. And I think it's because I was just doing whatever I wanted to do and being penalized for it. Because I wasn't doing what I was supposed to do.
Yeah.
You know, and that has a lot to do with my father. Mm-hmm. My father would be like, you're doing too much. And I'd be like, I would get mad, but I'm like, you got a point.
Is this you was coming into yourself with the whole back in the preacher thing? Because
there
are people on the comment section. This was more so. He doing too much. I don't know why y'all like that.
This was actually.
You're bugging.
So there was two moments. This moment that I'm talking about was kind of like when I started playing at the age of like 14,
13. Mm-hmm.
That particular moment. But as far as backing up a preacher, I've gotten that too. And I think what it is
it's culture.
It's culture. It's clout because you wouldn't know what to do if you was on Oregon. Especially if the preacher is at a level and you're still like at level one and the preacher's at level 1,000, ready to turn the church upside down.
Come on.
You know? So I've learned that too. And sometimes I can be honest, Mike, sometimes hearing certain comments does affect me, you know, and I I've gotten out of that spirit of not letting it get to me, but sometimes it does bother me. But
100 good comments and one bad one, and you just stare at it over and over.
I'll be like I did a video backing up a girl. She was singing "I Love You, Jesus," and the you would have thought that I was ready to just take on the whole world because there were certain comments that I saw, and I'm like,
Bro, I was responding to them.
okay.
One of my
And
joints went viral. They
to
was
be
trending.
honest,
I
I had to be
responded.
honest. I had to be honest. I'm like, but this, like I said, and I learned this about me. Everybody's not gonna like how I play. Everybody's not gonna like how I say things. But if you don't have a name, if you don't have no sort of substance towards me, I don't gotta worry about that. You know, which is why I looked at them comments like, let me just see. You know, and I and one thing about me, I know I can't fight the whole world. I said, let me look at this. Let me see. And I look at some of these people's pages, and I look at what they do and how they do things, and I'd be like, okay.
Bro, I'm glad you said that because that's how I was healed. So when I first went viral, it was it was a preaching video. It was a preaching video, and I was singing behind it. I was on him, bro. Everywhere
Oh,
he went,
yes.
my right hand was doing everything he was doing, and my left hand was dropping the chords, right? And so that joint did 350,000.
Really?
Yeah, bro. And it was that's how I got to where I'm now. It's just it went viral. But then there was like some other joints. Because once people find you, I tell people, you better have quantity. Don't be so focused on quality that you don't have a large quantity that you need to be flooding. If you're any good, you need to be flooding your Instagram with content. Why? Because when a joker finds you, they want to binge you.
Want to bend you,
So, so 300,000, and then all of a sudden, 100,000, 100,000, 100,000. I was like, ooh, I'm famous. You know what I'm saying? But I was in them comment sections fighting. Fighting people. And then you know what? It only get taken as arrogance when you do it. So then I gave up. And I gave up that fight because then I would go on their page and see they haven't even posted one video of them playing. So you hold up. You got to comment on how I'm doing what I'm doing. I'm viral, number two. Plus, you also don't know I've been doing this for a long time. Like I've been doing this. I'm cemented in this thing. Like this is me. I'm in too deep now. And then it's like you don't even have enough confidence to post a video on your own page. That's scary, bro. You know what I'm saying? And so, I started. Shout out to Eric Cobb. He said, "Opinions are like farts in the wind. Sting for 2 seconds. It's irrelevant." Yeah, can't pay my bills with the opinions, bro.
And that's what I said. I there was one comment I made, and I don't mind sharing. I was like, they was like, the girl was thrown off about what you did. I said, okay. So I did what I said. I wasn't being nasty or shady. I was just saying, okay. So,
Oh, where your
it
video?
comes up, huh?
That's what I was saying.
No,
Where your
no,
video? Let me
but no, I didn't say
critique
that.
yours.
That I didn't even say that. I said, okay, so. I said, so can you do a version of what of the video that I just did, and show me how it is, how you're supposed to be. And
I
one of
thought
some
I
of
was
my boys,
bad. You worse.
some of my boys was like, they was like, Glenn, why you said that? I said, because at the end of the day, it's like I've been in the place of realizing, okay, there's certain people that are just gonna say that, So that was some that I was my faith was tested, and I failed. And I had to apologize. I had to apologize to God, of course, because I don't want people to see that side of me. But people do need to see, like, yo, like you can't just say anything and just expect. And no, but my thing is, what made it is just the fact that he commented more than once, and that was something that I felt that I felt that I had somewhat of a, well, not advantage, but I had some. I had leeway to do that because. You're not going to respond to two people's other comments and them acknowledging that the video was good. They specifically said, yo, this video was dope, yo. Like they said it. But the same person commented under two people. And then I commented under him and I said, well, since you, same thing, since you How about you show me how I'm supposed to play it? And then, you know,
Was it crickets?
crickets.
Yeah. And so you know what? This is good though. Let's get off our being petty moment. But this is good development. So you're watching this, and whether you're a musician or relevant, you're doing things and you're starting to go viral, you're starting to make traction. I think it's important that we consider the mindset of a troll. And so you don't I want you watching this to understand that I want you to ask the most five influential people you know, when's the last time they wrote a comment?
You know what? Oh, glory!
Let me say something.
When is the last time Kevin Bond told you he wrote a comment under somebody's post that was negative? He keeps scrolling. I can bet you, I can bet you my grandfather's ring right now
Oh,
that it,
yes.
that Hezekiah Walker ain't got time to write a negative comment underneath somebody's post who maybe they're not good. Maybe the only thing I could do is damage this person. So when I think about this, Glenn, we have to talk about the troll and what they're really doing. My man was probably so excited you wrote back to him. He just wanted some attention. He
Attention.
wanted a hug, bro.
And you know what? Attention is hard to get away from.
Yeah, bro. Well, that's the game of social media. It's
Attention,
attention.
attention is hard to get away from, but here's another thing. Attention is hard to deal with.
Absolutely.
So, and I'm a witness of it for
Yeah.
what I just talked about.
Yes, sir.
It was just attention, because at the end of the day, if you go to that man's page, he don't got no viewers. He don't got no followers.
I
And don't
found
get
out
me
my
wrong.
man was a barber. He was a whole barber. I'm like, bro, where's your music videos?
And this just goes to show you, and like I said, I'm not judging nobody here.
Yeah.
This just goes to show you that there are people that are watching you. It don't matter what kind of thoughts they have on you, they're watching you. So it's good to let people know what's up, but at the same time, don't mess up what God has for you. You know, which is why, you know, I knew what I said was kind of a little bit petty, you know, but my thing is, you know, I had to realize there are gonna be people that's gonna just say whatever. You know, we perfect example. We watch some of these lives of churches and lives of events. Come on, let's be real secular. The versus battle. Man, some of them comments that I was seeing, I'm like, these people don't care. And I had to really learn from those particular things too, that there are people that are watching you, but
Good, bro. It's real.
they not cash apping you $100 after you get off live. They not giving
Come
you,
on,
they
bro.
not paying for your gas. They not paying for your food for the day.
Come
Doing
on,
that.
bro. Come on, bro.
So I'm realizing more and more each day that sometimes notoriety doesn't always have to be messed with. Just let people notarize you. If you're gonna let them judge you and take offense to their judgment, then that's an issue. But I'm realizing that every day that there's gonna be somebody, or it's gonna be somebody that's gonna wanna be, like you said, pull from you or want to take away. I know you didn't say that, but I'm paraphrasing.
Yeah.
Take away, you know, your mental. Have you developing something that you're not even supposed to be developing? So, yeah. But like I
That's
said,
good.
you know, being petty is something that I don't like to do all the time, but sometimes it does come out of me. So,
But it's
you know,
really
and I think that's
important.
all of
It's
it.
really
Yeah.
important that we address that because
For sure. It has
people,
to be controlled.
you know. Looking at a Glenn and a Corey and Travis and all that, and looking at someone and asking for their anointing is dangerous. If I'm not mistaken, you had a loss, right? I don't want to say who was that? Who died?
You talking about earlier this year?
I was talking about your families. You lost somebody.
Oh yeah. I had a loss of well, a couple people. My grandmother, my grandfather,
Right.
my uncle, my dad's dad, actually. Yeah. And
Yeah.
my mom's mom, she passed years ago.
So
Recently, my uncle passed this year. One of my uncles was on my mom's side this year.
So I'm literally saying the person's looking at you saying, I want that. And you don't understand how much Glenn has been refined. So it was, I was watching something, I think it said, was it Mark? He was talking about God is sitting like a silver refiner. And the guy was saying that it was like, well, what does that mean? He said, so the lady said, it was a Bible study. She said, well, I'm going to come back next week. I'm gonna find out. So she went and got with a silver refiner. And she watched the process. She said, what are you doing? She said, I'm holding the silver in the flame. And I have to hold it in the flame until the right moment. And she said, well, how do you know when it's been in the flame too long? Or when it's been in there long enough? He said, because when I pull it out, I see my image in it.
Wow.
See what I'm saying?
Yeah.
When I talk about development, like God literally saying, oh, we made in his image. He put you in the fire until he could see his image in.
This
Ain't
is why
that
we have to,
crazy, bro?
That's crazy. That's why we have to go through things. And I said it earlier.
Yeah.
The way you play, the way you minister, the way you, whatever, however,
Yeah.
it comes from a place of something that has happened to you that was critical. It don't matter what genre you play.
Yeah.
I mean, if God is definitely in it, then of course that's an automatic plus. But how you play, you've been through something, and you might have caused what you've been through.
Especially
You
when
know,
we're talking about minstrel versus musician. Because you're a minstrel, you can change
absolutely
the whole atmosphere
absolutely.
At any moment. At any moment.
Any moment. Any moment.
That's a
and,
lot of power,
and this
bro.
is why I said what I said about how people, going back to my original statement, how we are mentally unstable because
Talk
we
about
don't know how to develop relationship with gifting. Gifting and relationship plays, they go hand in hand because your gift will make room for you, but the relationship will sustain you. And it will keep you in a place of wanting to be more better because this is what you have. But if you just allow your gift to just gift, the relationship won't matter because you're not respecting the relationship that you have with God. And I
That's
think
good.
that plays a big part on how we live our life. And like I said, and this is all going around being transparent, being the man outside of playing 3-4-5 or playing 2, doing the whole
3-4-5.
You know, all the worship CCM. 6-4-1-5. Like, this goes beyond that. But we have to allow ourselves to be put in places where it's going to hurt. It's going to sting you. It's going to sting you. It's going to give you that good old mosquito bite, you know. And I'm speaking from experience, Mike. I
Absolutely.
have been in a place where I felt that I was doing good and I wasn't doing good in reality. You know, going to church, playing at church, smiling in people's faces, but not feeling good after I leave, you know. But like I said, lately, things have shifted for me mentally where I'm able to let go, express how I feel. If I want to cry, I'm going to cry. If I want to let out a worship, or if I want to let out a praise, I'm going to do it.
Absolutely.
You know what I'm saying? And I'm just speaking from that sense. You know,
yeah.
I know nowadays musicians, you know, everybody's, you know, I've been seeing videos. Everybody's shouting
Everybody,
off the
everybody.
instrument. That's good. You know
shout
what I'm
on
saying?
Shout on my organ pedals one more time.
Yeah.
You better.
I'm not against it. I'm happy. You know
it's
what I'm saying?
Dope,
there's musicians that are actually going through stuff, and sometimes they have to let it out too. And they might still be going through stuff after they do that. I can't judge them. You know, God has to do what he said he's going to do. You know what I'm saying? But they have to be receptive of what God says. If God says, listen, Glenn, you need to, you know, go back, you know, because there was people that have been asking me lately, why you don't post no more? I said, I've been going through. My personal life has taken over my grind. And
Bro,
now,
we
this
gotta
day
have
and
a
age,
conversation offline. I've been trying to get to you for years, bro. I do, bro. That's what I do. No, real, bro. I could care less about none of that, bro. I've worked with a lot of influential people that I can't speak about because you can't talk about it. But I'm telling you, bro, that's what I do. So hit me up offline, bro. We need to talk.
All right, listen up. This is Stroh saying, get ready to embark on a journey to wellness with our credible sponsor, Motivation Central, the elite training center for your mind. I want you to imagine reaching for the next level in your life with other individuals who are just as passionate as you are. Join Franklin and I every Saturday morning at 8 a.m. for group coaching calls designed to transform your mind with proven strategies and high-level accountability. You know, in the chaos of life, self-care often takes a back seat. But what if I told you that creating the best version of yourself could be as simple as immersing yourself in the right environment with others who are hungry and the culture of celebrating each other is already established? Hey, what if I told you that switching the lens on your big goals and dreams, you know, looking at them differently, would make them more manageable? Think of your dream like a huge block of ice. Well, to make that a nice sculpture, you'd have to start by hitting it once. In our sessions, we believe in balancing the five pillars of success: mind, body, spirit, soul, business. We come together to share what we call small wins. These are small goals that were executed this week that will ultimately lead to these big dreams that we all have. It's a call to action, an invitation to take your success journey more seriously and make every day a success. Your new chapter begins now. Join the movement towards becoming the best version of yourself with Motivation Central, the elite training center for your mind. Join today by visiting patreon.com/maestro turner or visit our website at www.maestromotivates.com.
I was at a service, I think, or an event, and one of my friends inboxed me and said, "Yo, one of my mans wanted to commit suicide, but they listened to you or they watched you on YouTube and it changed their whole mental." I said,
"All right, so you've already won."
Yeah. Yeah.
Listen, bro. It don't matter if you tour with, you've already won. Bro, God forbid you die tonight. Your personal walk, you've won already. I love that you're taking this break. I love that you know what, I saw the joint, it was on private. But bro, let me tell you the truth. I follow no one.
Yeah.
I'm not gonna say God told me to do it, but I kind of feel like he did. But it's like, bro, so I'm from Richmond, Virginia. And so it's a strong kind of gatekeeping thing. And you talk to anybody, talk to Lawrence, talk to anybody, like any of the homies, they'll let you know, bro, you got to really, bro. I'll give you a Richmond scenario. Travis Sells would have hid his hands from you if you were in Richmond and you had a trap. I'm talking about your example. You in New York, sitting on the organ bench. Bro, when I was coming up in the 90s, bro, they had sheds, bro, where it was so ugly. Bro, I remember, I'll never forget it, bro. I didn't play for a while because it was four drums, and my man took a metronome, one of the OG, and set it on his drums, and everybody started laughing at my man. I'm like, bro, that's how somebody go to the car and get the, you don't know what he going through, bro. I don't know if anybody talks about that side of Richmond, but Richmond, bro, if you could come up in Richmond in the 90s, bro, won't nobody just, unless you was in the circle, like there are certain people that were already in the circle, they can't even relate to what I'm talking about. But my dad was a Pentecostal church, small and everything. So when I went out to the spots where everybody was at, it was like, who is you? It's not that New York camaraderie is, I'm telling you. And so it's just, you had to know who you are. You had to know who you are. So when I went viral, bet. I'm following. I'm following. I'm following. I'm talking about best friend and everything. And I said, I told God, I said, if anybody called me, I'm gonna tell them why. The next person I follow will be my wife. And she said, don't follow me. Follow her. Why? Because we got married in September. And so I told her, I said, the next person I follow is gonna be you. You're the only person I follow other than God. That's just a personal, that ain't got nothing to do with anybody else. But that was my personal decision. And so I respect that you taking the time out. I see your page on Prop. I'm like, oh yeah, my man is recalibrating. But let me tell you something, bro. Do it. Because it's seasons, bro. At 38, bro, this is where I'm at. Like, bro, it's the hit that you don't see coming, bro. Mike Tyson knocked most of his opponents out. It was that uppercut, bro. Boom, boom. Then that one came right up under here. Yeah. And you didn't see it.
Can't see
the
it.
One you don't brace for is the worst hit, right? So it's like, bro, if you sat out, I told somebody, I said, if you sat out for a year, I'm talking about deactivated your Instagram, and I told you was going to be on 1,000 in 2025, or let's say it's 2023. You sat out 23 and came back 2024, you'd be 1,000. I bet you couldn't do it. And they say, you're right. I know.
Yeah.
It's an addiction. Yeah. Is this really about you making the ultimate impact, or is this about your ego? When you pull a slingshot, you got to go backwards but go forward. Jim Carrey literally said, bro, if you're not willing to downgrade your life to make it better later, you care too much about people's opinions. You stuck in the matrix. You stuck. And so I'm telling you, bruh, if you have to, cut everything off. Because at the end of the day, bruh, I promise you, we already know if it happened once, it can happen again. If Jordan dunked from the foul line once, I'm pretty sure he can do it again. If he dunked on Mutombo, he probably can dunk on Charles Oakley. And you know what I'm saying? Like, bruh, this is real. Like, there's a science to this success. And none of it is unintentional, bro. None of it. And so where I'm hearing things as you're talking, and I'm like, oh, my man about to be crazy. You can't be King David if you don't first kill a giant. Development. But we always talk about the stones and the 5-J-E-S-U. Man, he missed me with the charismatic stuff. Let's get real development. On a practical level, you're killing giants right now. Yeah. This ain't it. You don't even know. I don't even know what's about to happen with you, bro. That ain't me being spiritual. That's just straight up common sense for me.
Mm-hmm.
It's about to be crazy. And everybody know it.
Yeah.
Thank God you had the Travis and the Corey and all that, bro. But I'm telling you, it's some cats scared of you.
Yeah.
They scared of you, bro. And then like that, this they won't even, people won't understand this, who's looking to poke at this and say, oh, hey, they in the flesh. Like, no, bro, this business. Oh, you right. You prayed and you went there and you touched the BMW and they said you ain't got to pay no money down. That's because your credit score is so bad, they about to dog you for the next 10 years. That won't God that blessed you with that. You hear what I'm saying? So it's bad development, bro. People are now, they want to be developed. They want to have practical application. You mean to tell me that you just said something. You said there was a time where you were speaking about other people or making jokes and influential and manipulate. Well, that's a principle. Let the words come out of your mouth edify your brother.
Yeah.
So if you're too busy edifying, your name could never get caught up in something. Principle. You see what I'm saying? We trip on all this other stuff. Eve and Adam wasn't leading. He didn't tell about the snake. No, first of all, why was she talking to a snake? Let's get off all the other stuff. So our mouth is the reason why we broke. Our mouth is the reason why we're in certain situations. A lot of it got to do with our mouth, bro. And so to hear you say that, and you younger than me, you know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? And it's just like, bro, you about to be crazy, bro. I had no idea you was here. I never met you. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
But I'm telling you, I'm extremely impressed, bro. There's the foolishness I see out here in these streets, musicians and non-musicians, the how lost people are. You are taking time to find out who Glenn is. Dangerous. You about to be crazy, bro.
Yeah.
That's real. You about to
Yeah.
be. And it's not even about viral. It's about impact. It's about impact, bro. Yeah. Yeah. I that's it. We done with this interview, bro. That's what I need. I needed to get something out of you that's really gonna help the next person, bro.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Not
yes,
not
sir.
just A flats and substitutions and chords and stuff. That's cute. But Sean
yeah.
Piano does that. I'm gonna let him do that. And we're gonna talk about some stuff that what about the codes? And oh, hold up, I can't let you get off around this. Relationships. You was talking about relationships. I need people to understand how fragile influential people's egos are.
Yeah.
And we're not gonna do church versus, we just talking about in business, right? So we can get off that. And
yeah.
Nobody's trying to pick this apart.
Sure. Sure, sure.
Talking about business. I'm gonna give you an example. I had to learn that if I was being introduced to Diddy, you know what? I'm just gonna go with a different example. If I was being introduced to Bill Gates at a cocktail event, it's an event, everybody's in the room, right? And this guy, his name is Tyrone, whatever. He introduces me to Bill Gates. Bill Gates says, we get to talking for a good 20 minutes. And he said, man, you cool, man. You know, you all right, man. You need to come. We need to stay connected. Let's exchange numbers. I had to learn for the sake of relationships and people's fragile egos, somebody, Tyrone, might be thinking that I'm going to get more closer to Bill than he is. So I got to say, if that's cool with Tyrone, we can exchange numbers because he introduced me to you. That's with high influential people. There are certain codes to dealing with influential people.
Yeah.
Is that something you want to speak on or you know about? Like, you have
sure.
to be careful
sure.
because you can
sure.
never outshine your master as a principal.
Sure. I'll speak on that. I'll say that there are situations where I've been in, and I can be honest, straight up, where somebody brought me in, but they don't want to use the person that I was brought in by. And I asked them, this is what I do. I asked the person that brought me in, listen, bro, do you want me to take this engagement? Because at the end of the day, I don't go nowhere, especially if I have a relationship with you. If me and you are cool, we brothers or brother and sis, whatever, I ask you first, why didn't you do this? Why didn't you do this gig? They'll explain to me why, and then that'll put my antennas on, like, okay, let's see. So I ask them, this is what I usually do, I ask them, or one of the key persons, what's the requirements of the gig or whatever? Cool. And I like the requirements, but I don't make no decisions yet without talking to the person that they don't want to use no more, that called me for the gig. But ask the person that called me, like, yo, bro, yo, sis, they're able to supply what I need as far as compensation, stipend, whatever, food honorarium, whatever. If my friend tells me, don't go, I will not go. But the day that we're living in now, Mike, there are people that are respectful and they'll be like, yo, bro, go make your money. You got a family. You have
But even
priorities.
Just the gesture of you asking, tells them
yeah.
that you're more than money.
Yeah. Yeah.
You're more than getting a check. And that's important for relationships.
And I could be totally transparent and say I've been there to the point where I didn't even go. I just did the gig. But I apologized after the fact. But I did, and it did rub the person the wrong way a little bit.
See?
But
these codes, they need to know these codes.
But at the end of the day, you got to be honest with people because there are people that take stuff too left. It could be something that's not texting a person for an hour, 2 hours, and they just fill away. And that to me, you know, I've just never been that person. I know there's people that are like that, so I don't judge nobody that's like that. But if we're talking about this aspect, you know, there has to be a level of compromise and consideration for both parties. If you know that you're very talented, if you know that you are, if the person, sorry, not if you know, but if the person knows that you're talented and they know that you can make get the job done, have that little leeway of thought to say, you know what? Yeah, he can do the gig, you know? And that lets you know that if you didn't get called or you wasn't working out, something must have happened and you must have did something wrong. You know, and I had to learn that too. I'm pretty sure there was opportunities that I did take and something must have happened or they probably heard something or there was a, you know, mistake or whatever and they didn't call me no more. That's okay. Mm-hmm. You know, do I feel a way about it? I might have felt a way, but I like we said, I got over it and there were other things.
So right there.
Yeah.
So right there. There, you're listening to this. Even after massive success and millions of views, you still mm-hmm. may have people that you do business with once and they may never call you again.
Very true. Because
people got fairy tales, Glenn. I was one of them. And I thought when I met, I thought it was over. Rich. Rich. Mm-hmm. I thought when I prayed to God, yo, let me work with two celebrities. I said, let me work with one celebrity by 21. I'm not, so that was Donnie. No disrespect, but I was on some. I was trying to branch out. So all of a sudden my man says, yo, pleasure being your guy, he about to come. I said, man, get out of here. I said, can I stay? He was like, yeah, you've been, you know what I'm saying? You've been here, you've been sweeping. And I was doing I was doing food runs.
Wow. Okay.
I worked with my first celebrity on the outside of church.
Right.
Both of them came in there, chains on, groupies, all that. And then when it came down to the money, they told all them jokers to leave. And I got to stay. And I ended up engineering the session.
Wow.
And so, like, I'm trying to think of the best way to put this. It's almost like, I asked God to work with one and I ended up working with two. Do you get what I'm saying? I asked God for one or two. And then I thought, I was like, you know what? And then I left that. Oh, here's the jewel. I left the session and I had to clock in. I went straight to the kitchen and I had to wash dishes. When I tell you that was the most humbling day of my life at that point, I was 20 years old. Yeah, 20 years old. And I just left a session. Bro, I'm in the session.
Bless you, man.
Mm-hmm. Bless me, yeah, please. Because it's been killing me. So I'm thinking, like, I'm sitting in the studio. And I had literally put the phone up to you know, codes. I should not have done this. But I was like, yo, can you holler at my best friend real quick? So I called Ariel, and he was like, hey, what's up, baby? It's Pleasure Beat. Bruh, she totally, her little sister picks up the phone and says, she's shivering in a corner. You know what I'm saying? And it's like, I got my, you know, but it's like, bro, that's no. And so, you know, my mentor told me, the guy, you know, running the session, he was like, bro, he said, I'm about to teach you a lot. So I'm going to tell you what happened. He always showed me better by action than just.
Yeah.
We in the studio. Now, I'd already worked with Pleasure B. Yo guy. That was over me. All right. What happened? It was DJ Cool was calling his phone. And his phone is sitting on the counter. He's mixing. And he says, and keep working. I was like, bro, what are you doing? That's DJ Cool. Let me clear my throat. That's a legend.
Wow.
He said, so I'm going to tell you something. If a diamond is on everybody's finger, bro, he said, I'm busy, or at least I want him to think I'm busy. Bro, this is stuff people don't know. Bro, if you don't present yourself a certain way, you already get, you already getting, you just went from 1500 to 750. You would, then you went to five. The more you mess up, then they know how much they paying you. The more you, bruh, I had to learn at this point, nobody should be emailing me and I should be emailing them right back. Bruh, there was a point where I was like, Poindexter, president of, yeah, we'll get you in touch with Maestro. It was me. Because I had to present myself a certain way to get racks, to get hundreds. Oh, yeah, this Mike. This Mike, you got Mike. Yep, but here, nothing I'm doing is big enough to have a team. That's what you're showing. And so the money just goes down. From the moment of the interaction starts, your money's going down, according to which. Bro, that's one of the jewels that I wanted to share with the people that I have learned. And it is a serious thing. And you've already spoke on it, but yeah, if you wanted to add, you could. But it's these are codes that a lot of us don't know.
You got
Musicians
it.
and non-musicians.
And I and like I'll share this and then I'll be done with that. I'll share that one of my friends, well, not one of my friends, but I did a show, did a private party for Clive Davis earlier this year, I think. And slightly I was like, I can't believe this is happening. Like I'm actually playing
You definitely
at
got to
a
move a certain way in that room.
I'm playing for a party for the Clive Davis. And a lot of people don't know Clive Davis, but he's somebody you want to know
What?
or
What?
look up.
Whitney, come on,
You know what
man.
I'm saying? Whitney Houston. So the drummer who's a known drummer out here in New York, and I'm all over, honestly, over all over the world, honestly. I had a fan moment. I had my phone out. And I was like this while he was talking, and the drummer was like, "Nah." It wasn't like people wasn't looking at me like, "Why he did that?"
That's a
It
good
was more
friend, though.
so.
That's a
It
good
was
friend,
more
bro.
so like, "Glenn, we're only here to do one job. The job is to provide the music for this private party. Now, if it's okay to take pictures, we could do that. But while we're working, we're not supposed to look a certain way."
You're doing a job. You are doing a job.
So, for anybody out there that's been there, or thinking about doing something, and you're going to
Especially
be called,
photographers and
oh
videographers.
my God.
Bro, I was at a film festival and I couldn't get a picture. I was there as a guest because I was there with T Soul. He's from Team The Voice. And we were there as guests to come see the film. The photographers and videographers asking us to take pictures of them with the people. The paid photographers, bro.
And I forgot, I meant to say, I was doing an IG snap, like how we all do now, 2020, 2023. It was an IG snap. And you could tell when a person is recording or whatever. He was like, "Nah, no recording.
That's good, bro.
Got you."
But he
So,
looked out, he could have left you out there.
absolutely. And that probably would have looked like I was a groupie or like a fan.
That
You know
you
what I'm
haven't been
saying?
in that room before.
And I've never been in a room like that before. Like
Man, you.
we talking people that's been with Clive back in the day when he was working with Whitney. So like, there were people that I never even seen. And I'm pretty sure if I was to research, and really research his life, I probably would have saw somebody that was there that worked with Clive. But for me to be literally feet away from him on the piano, I was like, wow. And I think we were able to take a picture, but something happened. I can't remember. But yeah, I'm just sharing that story.
You know you in the room, and that's the most important part, bro.
I just had
We're
to be
more
I just
concerned
gotta be
about
careful.
people that's at home knowing we in the room. Stop it.
Yeah,
You gotta stop it.
which is why I say, even going back to that video, me playing behind that girl, I realized, and like I said, I'm never gonna take away. If you have no viewers, no, if you have no followers, and you have two pictures, but you be playing at Madison Square Garden every other week, have at it.
Come on.
I've had it. And dude, this is what, and that's my maturity speaking, because I could have been like, you don't even play anywhere. You got two
Bro.
posts and 100 likes, I mean 100 followers. Where you at? But
Some of the most
my
powerful people in the music industry got 100 followers, bro.
oh my God. And I've realized that every day I have to still make a name for myself and just be the bigger person. If that means me being silent, that's what it has to take. Silence
Do it.
overpowers everything.
Do it.
And I think that's why my boy told me, don't do that. Just do what you came to do. You getting paid. Do what you came to do.
So this is what we're gonna say. We're gonna say, bro, do you think you've already had your Lingus moment, or do you think that you want another that moment on the other side? Because I
I'm
think
gonna
you've
be
had your
honest.
Lingus moment in the church.
I've had my Lingus moment in church. I'm ready. I'm ready for a moment
Just an
of
organic moment, you know?
organic moment, speechless, to the point where I'm like my eyes is open like that, and I'm like, oh my God, because there's been moments where, I've been shocked, like, oh my God, this is really happening, nobody knows I've done Apollo. I played at the Apollo before. I played at, like there's certain things that mentally I should have picked up on and just jot down, even though it's in my resume. Like I said, I have a resume that of stuff that I've done, but I don't know when it's gonna happen. I know it's gonna happen soon, but when it happens, I just want to be able to say that I was there and I was able to capture it and film it, or somebody capture it. So,
Hey, good stuff, man. Well, we be all done. I had one more question,
yep.
that is, did you ever
Sure.
do Corey's challenge to listen to one artist for a day? Did you ever do it?
Yes, I've done it. I've listened to,
What did it do for you?
so honestly, it did a lot. I could be honest to say I listened to Stevie Wonder for a whole day. I
I'm
listened to
about to
Big
do
Pun.
it. I found that out on your past interview today. I was just like, I'm about to do that.
I've listened to Stevie before. I listened to
Do you
Straight.
sit down with it, or does he say just listen to it? Or sit down with the piano with him? I
I
was trying to
think
figure out that.
it was more so shedding to it. Like it was shedding to it. It was getting an album from a particular artist and shedding on that album. And then it was another time I was told to just listen. So I haven't did the shedding. I did the shedding part a while back, but every time I listen to an artist, and that was that I was doing that for maybe a week. I was listening to like different artists per week. So one day was like Michael Jackson, another day was like Chris Brown, another day was Phil Collins. I was listening to different people, and then on top of that, I would add more to it. I would listen to a genre and just listen to different artists from that genre. So
Healthy,
then
very healthy.
there was one day I was being churchy. I was listening to choir music all day, and choir and quartet mix.
That's
I was
healthy.
listening to, so. And I think, it's crazy, Mike. I think that's something that I need to get back to. Just listening to certain things that stimulates me to make me be more who I was and who I am, who I
That's what
need
I
to
wanted
be.
to ask you. What keeps you from getting lazy? I mean, you're beyond good. You
Like I
got
said,
perfect pitch too.
I think, like I said, I think me dealing with personal situations put me in a setback. But musically, just listening to different types of music, man. Music that hypes me up. Like I ain't gonna lie, I'll be at the supermarket or walking down the block, and I'll be listening to something that I love, like a song that I really favor, and I'll bop to it. I am getting back to that place of just listening to music
Being in love with
that
it again.
being in love with it again.
Bruh, as you get back to that, or if you already are, never let it go, bruh. So I there was about a time from and 2012, because I felt like I had to totally change the narrative. Like you said, you didn't want to be known as a guy just sitting behind the organ. I had to stop completely posting organ videos. And so I was only posting speaking videos. And that's how I got accepted in that community. And so you control that narrative. And
Yeah.
I'm sorry, my wife, she's throwing me off. She texted me. She said, "You still on
Yeah.
the?" Well, I'm
I
still on with
understand.
Glenn. This double G. You better come on now. I just shouted you out already on here, okay?
Nah, I hear you, man. I hear you. Yes,
Yeah,
sir.
you know what I'm trying to say? Like,
Yeah, I get it. I think I've learned how to be a little bit more wise with my decisions and wise with how I think and how I progress everything.
I remember going to
And
the church for the check, bro. And in 20 from
yeah.
2012 to about 2016,
Yeah.
no, well, 17, before I had
Yeah.
that conversation with Ken and John, I was playing with, I'm talking about, bro, I was at a Baptist church that they loved me. I had no reason in my mind. I had no reason to practice. I was just doing the choir was mediocre talent level, and so I just they thought everything I did was King of Sting, and it was dangerous because I fell out of love. I was just getting my check, and the drummer looked at me. He's like, "Bro, you ever heard of Glenn Gibson?" I promise you, that's what he said, bro. You ever heard of Glenn? Because he's like, "Yo, you can play. Like, you ever heard of Glenn Gibson?" That's literally what he said. I said, "No, I don't even listen to. I don't listen to gospel music. I don't do that. I don't do, bro." There was a time where I was just gigging, bro. I never want to get back to that. Every time I set foot on that piano, whether it's an op, where I'm playing R&B, jazz, or gospel, I'm literally playing from my soul, bro. And there was a time where I let musicians change me and manipulate me with the comments and in real life with making
Man.
faces and all. You know, they even gotta make my face Instagram or something, and that's cool. But let me tell you something, I'm back to making my faces, cause that's what I've been done since I was 9, and I love it again, bro. And I'm never letting that. If I'm not, if I'm not. If I'm not feeling it, then I can't do it. That's where I'm at. I don't care how much money you got. Because I need to feel it. I need to feel it when I play. You know what I'm saying? I need to feel like a little kid bouncing around. You know what I'm saying? And that's real easy to do when you got was it Isaiah? When you got him, you can it's pretty easy to do that. So it's like, you know, just the caliber of musicians around you supporting you. I feel like it's going to be easier for you to just tap back. I think it, at any moment's notice, you can tap back into that. And it's a personal thought process that you go through. Yeah. Cool, man. Look, we do it,
Absolutely.
man. Oh, if you, I asked Travis this, if you could meet with someone, rest in peace. If you could meet with a musician, who would it be? Rest in peace, not alive. And you
Not
go back as
alive.
far as you want to go. I want to see what you're gonna say, because he.
What did Travis say? What did he say?
I want to tell you. I want you to go first.
Dad passed away.
Okay.
I'm gonna say Michael. I'm gonna say Michael
Really?
Jackson.
Wow. He
Yeah,
said
man, I'm just
Oscar
saying.
Peterson.
Wow.
Yeah,
I'm gonna
and
say
I say
Michael.
Art Tatum, bro.
Yeah, I'm gonna between Michael Jackson and Chick Corea.
Ooh.
Yeah. Maybe Ray Charles. I don't know. Nah, between Chick and Michael. Chick and Michael. And that's like a great balance, you know, of foundation and creativity.
Hey, Korea, man. I never seen somebody play with a straight face.
Yeah, he's really
It,
good.
you're killing, but
He's
you're not
really
killing. And
good.
that's another Jesus Molina, when he played. He's smiling at you and killing you at the same time.
I
How do
mean,
you, you can't get mad at him. You're like, this Negro blazing me. I mean, you know what I'm saying? This
my
cat blazing,
man.
well, not you, but I would be sitting there like, this cat's blazing me. And he's smiling at me. That video with him and Corey, you can see Corey's face like, hold up, what's really going on right now? Like, I don't,
You got it.
yeah, the percussion that he plays it like a drum. He plays it
Sure
like a drum.
does.
Anyway,
It does, man.
man, I
Oh,
appreciate you
yes.
coming on.
Yes, sir, man.
This
Anytime.
was awesome, and
Yeah.
I might make this a two-part, bro. We've been on here for 2 hours. I cannot believe it,
Yeah.
and it does not go unnoticed, man. I'm definitely gonna run some ads on this thing, get it out there as far as I can get it, because these are
Yeah.
jewels.
I'm gonna put it out there as far as I can get it, bro. This can't,
yeah, man.
Just be posted once. I'm gonna push this one, man.
Let's do it.
Push it, man.
Let's
so
do it. Let's do it.
I will. Yeah, that's it, man. The dream is free, but the hustle is sold separately.